So as a student of Guitar Lessons Ithaca, if you haven't already been doing so, there's so many ways that you can enjoy the community aspect of taking lessons. So many, if you haven't taken lessons anywhere else, then you're just going to have to take my word for it. But 99% of them, it's just you show up, you get your information, and you go home. The teacher, I'm sorry to say, but generally the teacher does not think about you in between lessons, except maybe to prepare something, you know, specific. But there's no social, there's very little social camaraderie that happens. You just show up for your lesson. Yeah, maybe the teacher spent 20 minutes or however long preparing something for you or followed up, whatever. But on a macro level, like on a social level, there's so many things we do here that are fun. We talked about recitals already, so I'm not going to go into that again. But the student forum on Facebook is really fun. I mean, you can share any specific influences that you've been having. You know, share us a YouTube video of a music that you love. Or do a video of yourself playing something that you just learned and you're proud of. Or whatever. Ask a question. Or show us, you know, think people share things like the guitar they built or the guitar they bought, you know, or they're asking questions about a certain pedal or type of gear or whatever. Any music-related topic is fine with me. And so the student forum's a big deal. Parties, we usually have at least 2 parties every year. If you haven't been to one yet or if you haven't been invited to one, you will be soon, I guarantee it. Usually we have a Christmas party and then like a summer party and then maybe 1 or 2 other parties. But usually it's at least those 2, summer and Christmas. And we've done lots of different things. One year we went bowling for a party. One year we watched Spinal Tap, which was fun. And the summer parties are, I might not always have it at my house. Last year we had it at our house where we just, you know, played volleyball and hung out and listened to Spotify, and had a barbecue and whatever. But I might ask different students to host. I know at least a couple students have really nice, back patios and things like that, and it'll be fun. So take advantage of those. The student CD, we have 2 volumes of it so far. I don't know when the next one's going to be. You know, as of at the time of this recording, we have 2 volumes of it. And if you haven't heard either of those, you should listen to them. They're on you go to guitarlessonsithaca.com, you click on free resources, and they're listed in there somewhere. And then the last but not least is getting with other students. Let me finish the thing about the student CD. Next time it comes around, you should definitely participate in it. Recording is a lot of fun, and it's a skill in and of itself just to learn how to, like, record to a metronome, for example. Of course, I help you all along the way with this. You can do overdubs. You can correct mistakes. It's not like playing live where you have to live with mistakes. If you've never recorded before, or even if you have, you will learn something. I guarantee it. Either about recording itself or about your own musicianship or about your strengths and weaknesses or et cetera, et cetera. Guarantee it. Great experience. And then the last thing is getting with other students outside of the lessons. Post on the forum and say, hey, I'm looking to have a jam session or an informal just music hang. You know, I heard that, you know, so-and-so, you like the Foo Fighters, the same artist that I like. Well, you could pick any artist. And I'm just using that as an example. And so, let's get together and play some Foo Fighters songs. I don't know. So it's a resource for you. Some people are looking for, I've seen on the forum, people are looking for songwriting partners. That's a cool thing. Other people just want jam partners. Other people just want to, you know, play a couple tunes and then have a beer, whatever. It doesn't really matter, assuming you're old enough to have a beer. All right, moving on. The next section is called Taking Advantage of the Perks of Your Membership.